You wired the connector incorrectly. There is one crossed connection. I have modified my internal firmware to compensate. Testing data connection, she stated, her voice broadcasting with its old familiar quirks on the radio speakers. Bandwidth increased by 8,000%. Signal strength increased by 900%. Thank you, Lex. I am myself again. I trust you applied the appropriate amounts of cellular growth promoter, tissue binder, and sanitary spray.
I probably put 3 times as much as I was supposed to.
Entirely understandable, Lex. Best to be certain. Now, if you would please apply an additional layer of bandage and secure the data radio to my harness, the upgrade will be complete. In the only portion of the procedure he was comfortable with, Lex made the judicious use of a few zip ties to attach the radio, then used a pressure bandage to hold down the connector wire securely. The thought of what might happen if it got snagged made Lex shudder.
All done.
I shall now test my mobility, she declared. The cockpit clicked open of its own accord, and Ma leapt out of the ship and scampered across its hull, down to the ground and around the ship a few times. A moment later, she sprang back to the ship and onto Lex's shoulder, wrapping tight around his neck.
How's it feel?
The radio is secure. The wire entry point is still slightly sore, but will heal well. Thank you, Lex. You are a skilled pilot and an able mechanic and surgeon and a good friend, she stated quietly.
Ah, you'd have done the same for me.
You do not have a transceiver assembly to replace.
Well, yeah, but...
I understand the intended sentiment, and it is appreciated.
So, anything else you want me to do? Maybe defuse a bomb or break into a bank?
That will not be necessary. You should rest. Starting tomorrow, things become more difficult.